Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase live at Pete and Terry's Tavern in lieu of tonight's game, second to last game of the month of October. Tonight it'll be the Blackhawks. I'll have pregame for you starting at 6, puck drop with Pete and Hal at 7, and everything heard right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The general manager, David Poile, has walked into the tavern, and I said to him before he sat down, "You must feel like your day is done."
I don't know what I'm going to do this afternoon.
Probably take a nap.
It was a great day for the Predators. Obviously a great day for Roman Josi. Real important signing for us. I always felt that it was going to happen. I always felt that Roman wanted to be here. We wanted him here, all those things. Having said that, things don't always go according to the plan in terms of, my exact timetable versus maybe somebody else's. And anyway, we finally got it done, and I'm really happy for everybody, our fans, Roman, ourselves, our owners. I just feel it's a really important signing for our team.
We played the press conference live. So why, David, was it why did you feel it was time to pick up the phone, call his agent, and tell him, we're going to make a deal today? Why was it time then?
Well, we've had numerous conversations. I mean, actually very, very regular conversations. And we've sort of been all around it for, a fair bit of time. But there was other, situations that we didn't quite agree upon. And then we Brian and I met Roman in Arizona. We had a good conversation, some about the contract, but more about our team philosophy and where we fit in and what I thought things looked like going forward, and his role, all those types of things. And pretty well, it's one thing talking to the agents, which we do, 99% of the time. But I think it was important that Roman knew what I felt and felt of him and his importance to our team and all that going forward. And even though that was not attached to a dollar figure, I think it presented some clarification to both of us. And then we had a couple, conversations with his agents, and we're still off a little bit in terms of what everybody wanted to do. And after that, it was kind of a timeout for a couple of days. I really felt I knew what it was going to take. We had something that we wanted. They had something that they wanted, that type of thing. And just when I called yesterday, I just said, I'm calling to make a deal. And I made the proposal, and they said that they would get back to me with something, and they did. And we just came to an agreement. So it's all good.
So his fast start didn't speed up the process, or Canada writing a lot of articles about this speed up the process?
Well, as I said at the press conference, just as I told his agent yesterday, not so you don't think I'm a front runner, so to speak, or call when all is bad or someone we've lost a game. I mean, I called after Roman played his best game of the season, was a star of the game, a goal and two assists, and then he's named the second star of the week by the NHL. I said, I'm coming to you when you got all the cards, and there was a little bit of a laugh. But yeah. We've been talking so much, and again, these deals never get done. I mean, we can talk all serious about it. They don't get done if the player doesn't want to be here. And the good news was that Roman always wanted to be here. We wanted him, and that's how it gets done. I guess you could talk somebody into something by overpaying them, or I guess that's probably the only way. But I mean, we got such a good thing going here in Nashville right now. And to me, it's the total package. And we talked to Roman about this, talked to his agents about this. It's the money for sure, but it's also Nashville, Tennessee. It's our organization. It's the winning that we've done pretty consistently in the last few years. It's the weather here. It's the no state taxes. It's the friendliness of the people. I mean, it is the total package. I mean, there's some great cities in the United States, and then also they also play hockey, so I'm not trying to say that we're the only city that would be a good city to play in, but we are certainly at the top of the list. And if you're happy here and comfortable here, I don't think there's any reason to move. And that's really been our mantra, going back specifically to the Shea Weber Suter time when they left, new ownership coming in, and the kind of a pact that we would do everything we can to, you know, not lose a player that we wanted to sign, and you know, knock on wood, man, we haven't lost a player that we wanted since that time.
With some of what you just said, is that meeting in Arizona, is the purpose to kind of give you a little peace of mind or let you know what the real lay of the land is? If he doesn't give you the answers you're looking for and he's hemming and hawing, or, you know, when it goes where he's telling you he wants to be here, he loves this, that gives you the peace of mind?
Well, I think it was just getting probably a little stale with the agents and, okay, and us saying the approximately the same things back and forth. And, you know, the agents can – they can say, don't talk to my client, or sometimes the client won't want to talk to you. But, you know, Roman was always easy to approach, easy to talk to. And, I mean, I think it was a smart move on his part because it certainly gave me an added spark, if you will, to let's keep pushing on this to get this done.
Was it important for you and the organization to make him the highest paid Predator ever because of how you feel about him and what he brings to the table?
Was more important to Roman.
Well, good point. Touche.
Well, you know, what we wanted to do is to pay Roman as much as we could pay him without hurting our team going forward. I think that probably, in one sentence, is probably the best way I could say it. You know, we could play that game if you want. That like, let's say he doesn't sign here, and now he's an unrestricted free agent, and he can go anywhere he wants. What's he going to get next year? You know, now that it's all said and done, I would say he's going to get, could have gotten a lot more than what we paid him. But again, it's not all the money, and this goes back to the whole package deal with Nashville. All the good things I said, and if you're happy here, I mean, we've had situations where where people thought the grass was greener somewhere else, and you know, it's not always, and I know for sure it's not because I've been a manager for so long. I've dealt in other cities and with other situations. And I don't want to, you know, go too far here, but I think one of those cases was like a Martin Erat, who just got frustrated at one point with either his play or our team's play, and asked to be, you know, traded. Tried to talk him from doing that, and I said it was the wrong thing to do, and, you know, you'd be much better off here, but he wanted to do that. I think if you were able to talk to Martin Erat now, he would realize that was a bad move for his career.
Let me clarify.
It turned out all right, though, for the...
It turned out great.
Some guy named Philip.
I want to clarify it currently, because I know previous CBA, there was a deal that was bigger. So I just currently the highest paid player. So that's where I was going with that. So I'm mad at Adam a little bit because I told these guys I noticed the 9.059, and I was saving it to talk to you, and then Adam blew it by asking you in the press conference that we were airing. So that wasn't a coincidence, that number, right?
Well, there's a little bit of symmetry there. As Roman pointed out, his birth year is 90 and his number is 59. I mean, why can't we have a little bit of fun along the along the way here? So I think it really resonated with him when the offer was made. I mean, you know, could it be this much higher, that much lower? I don't think that's the point at that time, and I think even that offer probably was, and that specific number probably it resonated such that it was a stimulus to get the deal done.
David Boyle is with us, Predators general manager. And David, it's such an interesting process that you go through and you think about and you read all these people that are trying to analyze it. And you just went through this summer with all those restricted free agents, which kind of changed the market, right? And it's kind of set things on a different course. But at the same time, one of the things that I have to believe is in your mind, too, is you have to be confident that at Roman's age, that he will age well, and you're not paying him for what he has done, but what he is still going to do for the team going forward.
Yeah, and that's not a easy thing to do. I mean, none of us are experts on genetics, other than I kept saying, "Are you
right.
You are related to Roger Federer, correct?"
Right.
So, again, you make certain bets on certain people. I mean, Roman's lifestyle, Roman's body type, his efficiency of his game. But having said that, 8 years, and it's actually 9 years because he signed this year, and it's eight more years. So takes him to age 38. And again, we've done all the regression things. We've done how many guys are 35 and older playing in the league, and there's only seven or eight defensemen that are 35 or older that are playing in the league. So honestly, we don't know that answer. But if we're going to bet on somebody, you know, Roman, you know, feels like the right guy to bet on that in so many ways. But right now, I love his game. There's nobody in the league. He and Ryan Ellis arguably could be the two best defensemen in the league right now, the way they're playing.
The other thing that came out, and you discussed it at the press conference, was you have been very reticent to give out no movement clauses, but he is just, I guess, that special of a player, and he's a guy that you're willing to do that for, and it's a rare exception.
Right, and I call it unique. I mean, he's going to stay here for the rest of his career. You know, again, this is something, you know, talking to ownership, and this all, again, started with the Suter-Weber, you know, situation, and it certainly will not be a trend, and he deserves it. It makes sense, but it's a one-off. And again, you go back to just how this last 6 months have gone. If PK Subban has a no trade clause in his contract, then we probably don't get Duchesne. We probably aren't in a position to correctly to sign Roman Josi. So, you know, you're this close to doing exactly what you want, and you're that close from not having it everything falling apart, so to speak. So it's important. So again, the no trade is for Roman and not for others.
And as you sort of pointed out, I could even sense, I mean, you're still thinking about the puzzle going forward. This team for now is set for the time being. You'll address it as it goes, but you've always thought 2-3 years ahead, haven't you?
Yeah, I think that's what a manager's responsibility is. I mean, you live for the day, but you plan for the future all the time. And and you're exactly right. Like it's like you check this off the box, and I'm thinking, okay, like that last night, this will be a good night's sleep. But no, absolutely not, because I'm thinking of what this does, and you know what Roman's dollars do, what we have available, and you know, for say the trading deadline this year, or you know, for next year, and who we can sign, who we can't, and already thinking, okay, who's going to be a free agent, and you know, lots of stuff like that. So it's that's just the job. You just always, the Poyles are planners.
So you have that, and you have the now, where the team has played. And as you mentioned, that was a classic Roman Josi game on Saturday. He just sort of lifted the team up, generated enough offense, got it done even without two superstar players that I guess are getting closer. It looks like they didn't skate this morning, but based on practice, if they don't play tonight, they're getting much, much closer, Forsberg and Duchesne.
Yeah, I think they're real close. I guess Duchesne is a game-time decision, but I feel like he's close to playing tonight. And, you know, Forsberg, I mean, Thursday or Saturday, so we're going to be healthy pretty soon here.
David Poile, Predators general manager, is here with us. And you brought up in the press conference about the Norris Trophy, that Roman, you know, you feel like he could definitely win the Norris. And I go back and think about Shea Weber when he was here, and he was a finalist. He was very, very close. And one of the years that Lidstrom won it, kind of like, okay, maybe that could have gone
right
Shea's way. Do you feel like that this organization is in a better position now with Pekka winning the Vezina a few years ago and now Roman being an annual contender for the Norris, that those individual trophies can come here just because of the team?
Yeah, absolutely. The better teams seem to get the recognition. We've been one of the better teams. Roman has been in the top 10 voting probably the last five seasons, so he's been in and around it and what have you. And there's you know, some guys that has some exceptional seasons. For example, right now you got somebody like a John Carlson who's got 20 points. Roman's got 13 points, and that's a record for him. Carlson's got 20 points. So, but it's an 82 game season. So again, right now to me, Roman is in the top two or three defensemen in the league. If there was voting right now for the Norris Trophy, so I really think he's got a chance. And a lot of it probably has to do with how your team plays too. If our team continues to play well and he continues to lead us, I think that will sway more people to giving him a little bit more recognition.
You've done a lot of these negotiations over the years, you know, throughout your career, not only here but in Washington, but before that. And you've always had assistant GMs to help you along. But how special is it for you to be able to sit by your son, Brian, and be able to do these type things now?
Well, it's great because you know, even as though it's father and son, I mean, we actually think a lot differently. I mean, he'd be the first to tell you that in terms of approaches and how he does different things. And again, this was my intention is to have Brian, who's been doing almost all the contracts, to continue that. I was actually thinking that last night. I said, that's it for me. I'm not doing any anymore. But I get it that, you know, sometimes there has to be a time and a place, and that's not trying to be disrespectful or to trump Brian, but I think it happens within any organization that there's a, you know, a time and a place. But I'm very comfortable with him doing that. I mean, I think I've taught him as much as I know, and my style is my style, and he clearly has a different style and a different way of going about things. And you know, again, it's probably, you know, it's younger mind, more read, and on negotiations and stuff like that. So it's been fun, but he can take over on that aspect as far as I'm concerned.
You alluded to this a little bit earlier with the future and kind of thinking about things like that. But with this done in October, does it allow you now to focus more on this year's team and doing the tweaks that you need to do to help get this team on a deep run?
Well, and just talking to Jeff Kelty this morning, just on this, just now, here's a few things I'd like to, you know, talk about as far as how I see our team today and what have you. This is what I'd like our pro scouts to be looking at, and, you know, maybe we should have a call at the end of the week type of thing. And you know, I don't think there's anything immediate that I want to do or need to do. I think our team is still, we only play 10 or 11 games, it's still new season, and we got to just have more games under our belt or what have you, but I want to be open for any opportunity. So it's probably just normal, you know, how I'm acting or what I want to do. But the good news is we're not sitting here at you know, with a bad record and lots of guys that we're not happy with. I'm happy for the most part with our team, with our individuals. Our team has a real good swagger about it right now. They play confident. We've come back, I believe, four times, three for wins, one for another point. I mean,
and that's just after the trailing in the second period.
Yeah,
there's been other comebacks earlier in the game.
Like that's, yeah. I mean, again, if you're a positive person, that's great optimism. I guess the flip side of that is to say that, geez, what have we been doing in the first part of the game? Like again, we've only got, I think, seven goals in the first period. You'd like to be better there. But we're by far and away the best offensive team in the third period. So there's lots of good things. I mean, every show I did with you guys or any interview I did last year was the power play is no good and this and that's no good. And it was the same thing all the time. Well, now our power play is in the top half of the league. And, I mean, that's fantastic improvement. Our offense, which was not elite, is now at the top of the league at first start. So there's a lot of good things to be positive about the Predators, but as Roman said in his part of the press conference, there's things that we have to work on, and I know the coaches aren't perfectly happy with different aspects of our game, but all in all, it's a good start.
Well, we're happy that everything got done today. I'm sorry that it affected you going to Elton John last night. You had to worry about today. I can tell you it was a really good show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rub it in, but you know, it was a good show. But hey, it's all behind you now.
Well, there'll be another farewell tour.
we have
usually
one.
Is with those,
yeah,
guys.
I was gonna say,
yeah.
It never really is the last farewell tour usually. David, thanks for doing this. Good job, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you very much, guys.
We'll see you tonight as well. Yes. Predators and Blackhawks this evening. David Poyle every week, presented by Gary Force Acura and Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. We'll come back, more of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.